Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
The Burt Show.
All right, Violet needs some help going into the weekend here. She is not exactly sure if she should tell a friend of his that she saw his pregnant girlfriend out drinking the alcohol. Hey, Violet, good morning.
Morning. Yeah, I am in, like, such a weird position, and I think I need some advice.
Okay, go for it.
So I have this really good friend. I'll call him Peter for the story. I've known him since elementary school. We're not like, kind of like my brother, but like we grew up together. He's like a cousin to me, I'll say. And he's been dating this girl for a couple of years now. I don't know her that well. I've met her at a party or two or like at bars and like group gatherings. But like, she always kind of like irked me. Like she always, there's something about her I don't like. I can't really put my finger on it, but like, you just, like, you know, you meet those people, and you're just like, this person's not for me. But she, I don't know. She's been, I think part of it is that she's been pressuring him a lot to propose over the last year, and he keeps saying he's not ready. We've only been dating for a couple of years. I need longer. But recently, he told me that she's pregnant, and, like, it was a big surprise because, like, they weren't trying to have a kid, but, like, once he, like, got over the initial shock, he actually he's starting to get really excited to become a dad. And now that she's pregnant, he's like, well, I should also propose. And like, he actually was asking about rings. But here's the thing, was like, I was out the other night with some of my girlfriends catching up, and I look across the restaurant at the bar, and I see her sitting with a couple of her friends, and she's drinking. And I was like, okay, well, maybe that's, like, not actually a drink. Like, you know, like, she's obviously pregnant. She's not drinking. But then I see her, like, order another drink, and I watch the bartender pour vodka into it. And so, like, I don't, like, do I say something to him? Like, because, like, she is, like, pregnant, and he's about to propose. Or, like, is she actually pregnant, or is she just, like, gonna like pull a fast one on him and be like, oops, lost the baby. Like, I mean, obviously that's not how it works, but like, yeah, I'm just like worried for him because he's excited and he's about to propose and like it's a big life change and he's doing something irresponsible here that doesn't sit well with me.
Interesting. So I thought you were just gonna have the question of, should I tell him that I saw her drinking because she's obviously pregnant, but you don't even know if she's pregnant. She's just using this dude. So you got twofold.
Yeah, she might be lying.
But that's a bold accusation.
Well, I mean, she literally saw the woman drinking alcohol, though.
I mean, this is a very taboo subject. And yeah, a lot of people think absolutely not, no drinking whatsoever when you're pregnant. And then God, I can't remember the name off the book off the top of my head, and I'm so sorry. But there have been studies done to show minimal drinking while you're pregnant doesn't harm the pregnancy.
But isn't that like a glass of wine? It's not like two shots of vodka.
It is, but I mean, it's just so, it varies, and people are so judgmental when you're pregnant. And I don't, like, I totally get if you completely abstain from alcohol when you're pregnant. I 100% get that. Like, why risk absolutely anything? But there have been studies done to show that some drinking while you're pregnant is fine. It's up to your discretion, not somebody else from across the bar that's making assumptions on what you should or should not do.
I think it's alarming. I'll be honest with you. Yeah, I know what you're talking about, but I've never heard any theory that said, hey, drinking vodka or doing shots of vodka while you're pregnant is healthy. I've heard like one glass of wine is you're fine. But why would you even, I mean, to be honest with you, I'm trying not to be judgy here, but why would you even risk it?
I feel like if she's not doing anything wrong or if she feels like she's not doing anything wrong, then there shouldn't be anything wrong with him knowing. So if this is somebody that I'm that close to, I consider them like a cousin, I don't know that I would run to him and bring it up as if like, oh my God, you know, it's an emergency that I'm bringing to you. But I would probably just bring up in passing that, like, hey, I saw your girl the other day having a drink at the bar. And then however he takes that information, mm-hmm. that's where we go with it.
Yeah, it's only going to be as big as of a deal as you make it. So if you bring it up to him and just say, hey, I saw your lady out last night. We were all having a couple of drinks and I noticed that she got a vodka soda. I don't really know how you feel about that. I mean, maybe you're okay with her drinking, but I think he should know. I mean, it would be concerning to me just because, like you said, Bert, why risk it if she is pregnant?
I like your guys' idea, just sort of casually running it by him, and then he can do with that info what he wants.
Exactly.
Exactly.
The book is called Expecting Better by Emily Oster, and she does a deep dive into all of these studies, et cetera. I found it very helpful when I was pregnant.
Because you were like funneling beers.
Oh, of course. Right? Yeah. I mean, because, you know, I went through two rounds of IVF and dropped 50 grand. So yeah, why wouldn't I put my pregnancy at risk, you know?
You were celebrating another round of IVF.
Exactly. I don't know. I just, this is a delicate topic. I think it's so easy for people to judge from afar. I think you're making a lot of assumptions. And personally, I think it's none of your business.
Okay. I'm with Mo. I think you should just kind of casually run it by the dude and let him do with the info what you want.
All I heard is if I accidentally get pregnant, I can drink. Yeah, you can. Yay.
All right, Violet, let us know how it goes, okay?
Yeah, I will. Thanks for the advice.
The Bert Show.